Howdy-do, folks. This week's episode is sponsored and supported by Talkspace, the online therapy company that believes that therapy should be affordable, confidential, and convenient. How convenient, you ask? You can message your licensed therapist exactly when you feel like it. Join over 500,000 people who already feel happier. Start therapy now with a licensed therapist that understands how you live your life. Today, for a special offer, visit Talkspace.com/read and let's move forward.
Hey guys, support for this week's episode of The Read is also brought to you by Third Love. Third Love is, of course, the lingerie brand using real women's measurements to design better fitting bras. With Third Love, it takes just 30 seconds to answer a few questions and find the perfect fitting bra for you, all from the comfort of your very own home. Third Love stands behind their products so much that our listeners can try one for free for 30 days. Just pay upfront for shipping and returns and exchanges are always free and easy. That's thirdlove.com/read. Get started today. Do something nice for your titties and let's start the show.
See, I don't turn nothing down but my collar. Howdy do, sir. Welcome to the neighborhood. Trash Man comes on Tuesday. God love you. God love me. Bye.
No, I do not know.
I didn't expect you to know that one. And I'm actually going to tell you that one for two specific reasons. Alrighty. It's Vampire in Brooklyn. Oh. And first reason is because that movie was written or co-written by the now late, great Charlie Murphy.
Right.
Rest in peace. I don't even know what to make of that. 57 years old. My God.
Comedic. Yeah, I think he had leukemia.
Yes. And his kid's mom just lost her life to cancer in like 2009 or something. So it's really tragic. And Charlie Murphy did so many amazing things for comedy, completely separate of his brother, and like was his own force and staple in the culture. So that stings. And that movie, which starred and was produced by Eddie Murphy, was also directed by Wes Craven. And I don't know if it's the first black horror movie, but I know it was the first one I saw. Anyway,
you know, I never saw that, but I might have to go watch it.
The other reason I mentioned it is because the line is John Witherspoon's character, and we have to give John Witherspoon his roses. I don't know what tributes we've done to John Witherspoon far, but I'm telling nigga that, of course, all the Fridays, the Wayans brothers, every motherfucking black sitcom since the 70s, Boomerang, The Five Heartbeats, House Party, John Witherspoon has done it and been making us laugh forever. That nigga is hilarious. So
you're right. Let's go on and give it to him now while he's still here and can appreciate him.
So welcome back, guys, to this episode of The Read. I am Corey Baxter.
Okay, I'll be Angela Bassett then.
And this is The Read. Welcome back to another week. I begrudgingly returned to the East Coast. Oh, it's actually a fantastic day today. It's 70-something degrees. It's nice and crisp.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out here now. You missed the bullshit last week, so.
Thankfully. But
the only issue now is these damn allergies.
Thanks so much to LA for having me for that week. I had a great time. I smoked lots of marijuana and, you know, soaked up lots of vitamin D and didn't get the other vitamin D.
Oh, but you did? I was going to ask.
No, I mean like the natural rays of the sun.
Got you. Okay.
Maybe next time. But you know, that was a great thing. We'll do more of that later. So, Black Excellence this week, speaking of LA, Black Excellence this week is a company or a group that's been around for a while, but it's new to me. It's called Trap Kitchen and it is based in LA.
Oh, okay.
Don't know if you've heard of them or not. But it's a company that was started by Malachi Jenkins and Roberto Smith. Two brothers, I believe from South Central, who now run basically like a restaurant or an underground restaurant delivery service situation on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bit of a, you know, rough history these two brothers, as many people do, but decided to turn it all around. Now they've made food for all kinds of LA celebrities and supposed to cater Kendrick Lamar's wedding and doing all kinds of fancy taco parties.
Kendrick Lamar is engaged. That's nice.
Apparently.
Okay. Well, that's cute.
You know, you can follow them on the Instagram where they've got all kinds of chops. I just like to say chops. They've got, you know, surf and turf and macaroni and cheeses and enchilada pies, which I had never heard of. I don't know. If that's like an herb. Supposedly it's like a casserole, right?
Yeah,
I've seen, but they got like shrimp in there, or like a lobster slash chicken enchilada pie. It's like all kinds of things, and they bag it up, send it to you. Okay. They also have other people who may have had rough pasts or, you know, served time and looking for work.
They hire people with records.
Right.
Dope.
You know, and give them things to do. And basically, it's a booming business.
Good.
And I was just, had somebody on Twitter today who referred the story to me. I read it on Billboard. And it's awesome. They're here cheesing next to Common, who's got on a crisp shirt. And I just thought that was awesome. So if you're in LA and you will be, and you haven't already heard, I mean, if you live there, I'd imagine you probably did already, because if you listen to this show and you're anything like me, food. So
Malachi Jenkins might be the single blackest name I have ever heard in my life. Brother deserves.
But Malachi went to Le Cordon Bleu.
Amen.
Briefly,
yes.
And Malachi knows what the fuck he's doing.
I'm sure he does.
So this isn't no like rinky dink ass.
What did you eat out of there? Did you eat out of there?
No, I didn't. Okay. I just heard about it today.
Oh, damn. So now you got to go back.
I mean, well, of course I'll be back in LA. LA is LA. It's warm and they have drugs and.
Yeah. I'm going to make it a point to go this fall or winter or something. It's going to be too hot in a minute, but after August or so, it should be all right.
So, you know, shout out to them. Let me see. What is the gram? The Real Trap Kitchen is where you can follow them. They've currently got 174,000 followers. So they're no secret out in these streets. But the food definitely looks great. And they do like parties and special events and cater. And they did some shit for Complex, or they're going to do something for Complex, I think. And yeah, so they're booming out here. Support.
Oh, wow. Look like they're doing something with Designer. They was at Adidas. Damn.
Chicken and waffles and.
Ooh, that cornbread looking right too. Well, now. Okay, now.
I just love food so much. Ooh, the greens.
Nigga, with a side of four cheese mac. Pineapple boats with chicken, shrimp, steak.
Taters.
$15, three meats, $25.
Nigga, these candy yams.
What? Now, them pineapple boats, my nigga. Oh, I need it.
Whew. Well, so there you go.
Even the macaroni look right. That's rare.
And pineapple bowls are like, you know, there should be more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just festive and fun to have.
Oh, I'm
like
here for this. Yeah,
pineapples.
This looks amazing.
So anyway, look them up, support them, shout them out, be nice to them, things of that nature. Also, shout out to my girl Yara, who was accepted to every college that she applied to. I mean, why wouldn't she? She's Yara, and she's talented, and she's smart. And Michelle basically said, girl, don't be stupid.
Right.
So there's that.
I think we all saw that coming, but congratulations, little sis.
All right. So.
And Amber Riley winning Best Actress.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
Olivier Awards.
Yes.
They just took place, and Amber Riley, of course, won Best Actress
in a musical
mm-hmm. for her role as Effie in Dreamgirls, which I will be seeing.
Yeah,
when
I need
I'm
to book
London
a ticket because I'm going
next
over there.
Month.
I really am.
So congratulations to her, mm-hmm. but I mean, duh.
And then tore the house down when she performed, and I am telling you, y'all gotta go watch
two
that.
Words, standing ovation. Now,
listen, Amber Riley has the motherfucking oil, okay? She just got it. She just stood up there and sang, nigga, like, woo, your white face could never. Go, Amber.
And then that was just pretty much it. So, you are all welcome. Over there.
She's a blessing.
you know, we'll be taking her back at some point, but you can have her.
Yeah, no, America's going to need all of the good ones that we have.
So everything we're going to need her back.
And enjoy her for now.
We're keeping her. So don't get any bright ideas.
Congratulations, Amber. Girl, you deserve.
All right. This week in... make up a name for the segment.
I was going to say Sick Sad World because I really like it. And it fits our world so well.
It does, but I just don't feel like being sued.
Oh, well, I don't know if Viacom is that worried about us.
Well, I'm going to call it Sick Sad World for a while anyway, because that's what I've always wanted to call it. But you never know.
That's true.
It may just end up being Bitch You Guessed It.
I was going to say, all I need is for you to not holler in my damn ear no more. And I really don't care what you call it.
I promise nothing.
You could call it Hot Topics for all I give
no,
shit.
No, we've discussed that.
I'm just saying, I don't care if Wendy Williams uses it or not.
I mean, she's not the only one. They use it on Wendy Williams. They use it on The View. They use it on all sorts of things. That's why I don't like it. It's boring. And the topics ain't always hot. Sometimes the topics are like lukewarm. Sometimes they're room temperature. And it's just like, is this hot? Or is this like the best we could do?
Yeah.
All right. So starting off this week with a fun story. Apparently, Karrueche is dating... again, rumor has it that she is heating up a romance with the one Quavo of Migos fame. They were seen leaving, I don't know, was it a basketball game or some shit together? I don't know. They were leaving someplace and hopped in the car together. Apparently, they've been friends for a while now. And people are saying that, you know... that's the way love goes. I don't know.
I'm just counting down until Chris Brown has a reaction because I know it's coming.
He reportedly feels betrayed.
Betrayed!
As he has been, he's allegedly said that he refers to, or he thinks of Migos as brothers and close friends. In an interview, I don't, was it Billboard or Rolling Stone? I don't care. But...
Okay, got you. The very basic details of this story I just, is all you got.
Whatever. Like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, Karrueche, even if Karrueche and Quavo are dating for real, I don't imagine that it's going to be something that's going to last long or happen. Right. Even like, it's like Offset and Cardi B. Okay, so like,
this is just for a moment.
That's nice.
Nobody really believes y'all about to be faithful to one another in no committed relationship. Like, that's not finna be a thing. So, but if y'all want to run around together on Instagram and Snapchat for, you know, a few weeks, then that's cute too.
I think that they're like a cute couple, although I haven't fully forgiven Migos, but.
Oh, yeah, for them real dumbass comments they made a while back.
Not just that, but they used a slur towards Asians on their song. Like, how the fuck?
Oh, I must have missed it.
Did you say chinks?
Oh, God.
On a song in 2017? Like, bitch. And then the thing about that that's crazy to me is that, like, that had to have gone through so many ears before it came out. Yeah. Nobody at a label or a management company or a publicist, nobody heard that and was like, hey, ladies, let's think about this. Let's do this over. Nobody.
I'm surprised Karrueche don't have a problem with it.
Hello!
Being
anyway.
Asian, you would think she would be like, nah, nigga. But anyway.
There's that.
Okay.
Speaking of race, Zoe Saldana raised a few eyebrows recently when talking about playing sci-fi characters. This is what she says. They make me feel superhuman because obviously it's been brought to my attention continuously since I was born that I'm not a conventional person because of the color of my skin or my gender or my cultural background. So I think science fiction has given me the ability as an artist to be colorblind and genderblind and to imagine and reinvent myself and be the chameleon actors are supposed to be. Now, I don't think that that comment was a big deal. I think that this was kind of taken out of context.
A little bit. When you give the whole comment like that, it sounds like she's saying sci-fi is just a way for people to disappear into like fantasies and anything can be anything. And
right.
So we can all just blur across the line. So I guess if somebody just extracted that one part about, oh, being in movies has made me colorblind, then it's like, now y'all are twisting her words.
Yeah, just
to make
a little
her
bit.
Look stank, which, and you know that we don't
fair
believe it.
Fair enough. Right? Exactly.
It's not like there's no space to question what right. Zoe Saldana says. So, no, but in that full context, then I get it, because I think the whole point of that is to imagine worlds that aren't anything like the one we live in, or that have totally different boundaries or whatever else. And I'm not really interested in that genre, but still, like, I do think that's the purpose. So, yeah, why not?
Exactly. I mean, I think that's exactly what she's saying.
I mean, that's just an example of your past catching up to you and people not
pretty
trusting
much.
Nothing you say in
exactly.
the present. Oh, well.
And I mean, she's played like 18 aliens at this
yeah,
point. She's been
true.
1 million aliens. So I get that she's like, hey, I am so tired of explaining why I should have been Nina Simone. So it's fun.
And we would all love for you to never talk about that again.
I never want to talk. So, I'm just waiting for them to have Michaela do it.
As long as she keeps her color blindness on Star Trek and doesn't bring it, you know, to the outside real world, then I'm fine with it.
See, that one too. I forgot about that show.
Oh, I couldn't, because, you know, I used to really
love Star
Trek.
I think she's a human on that movie.
I don't know. Is she a human? Yeah, she is. She's a human in Star Trek.
Anyway.
But still.
Whatever.
They can warp and all kinds of shit on Star Trek.
Janelle Monáe suggests that...
Yes! Now I personally can get with this.
She said to Marie Claire, people have to start respecting the vagina. Until every man is fighting for our rights, we should consider stopping having sex. I love men, but evil men, I will not tolerate that. She goes on to say, evil men don't deserve to be in my presence. If you're going to own this world and this is how you're going to rule this world, I'm not going to contribute anymore until you change it. We have to realize our power and our magic, because I'm all about black girl magic, even though I'm standing with all women.
Ideally, I'm all for that. Like, I'm all for the idea of not sleeping with men who don't actually value women as people. The problem is that everybody, that's going to leave y'all like 15 men to share amongst like 20 billion women or something crazy. Like, y'all are just never going to fuck again, because it's not enough woke, smart, responsible men to go around for women who are the same way. So you just basically would have to give up dick. That's the only issue, Janelle. That's the only problem.
And... All right.
I mean, that I really feel like that's it.
I agree with you.
I don't see no issue with it, though. Like,
I also believe
that niggas who don't value women should be deprived of pussy. But
yeah,
it's like, well, am I just really going to go without dick forever? Like, I feel like that's asking a lot. That's asking a lot. You are trying so hard not to say something, and I wish you would just... And I know what it is, too.
T.I. says that...
I know what it is.
You don't know anything.
It's easy for Janelle to say that when she can just dive right on into some puss.
I didn't say anything.
But you... It's okay, because you have to.
I did not say anything.
I mean, and I don't know Janelle Monáe's sexuality. I'm just speculating. It seems like that would be an easier thing to say if you were not exclusively attracted to men.
That is probably true.
So I would just leave it right there. Because, you know, she's an android. She probably don't have a sexuality.
Right, she doesn't.
So it's fine. I hate you so much.
T.I. says that there's no beef between him and his wife. They see each other and they speak.
Ooh, what a healthy relationship.
That sounds great. He says that she's still one of the best friends he's had, but he can be a better best friend than a husband. This is an Angie Martinez interview. He also says, I have to read this. Ultimately, man, I'm on a mission. I'm striving to take my family, its name, and our legacy as far and high as it can possibly go. And in my life, there will be two different things. There will be people, places, and things that help me get there. And there will be people, places, and things that distract and deter me from getting there. Now, He says, it seems to me that marriage and what marriage means and what marriage does, it's just one of those things that's going to distract and deter me. I just have a purpose and I don't always have the time to do the thoughtful, considerate things that a husband should do.
Got you.
Now, here's Kid Fury's part. It feels like you're saying that you don't have the time to do the things that a husband should do. But it sounds like cheating on your wife takes time.
There you go. Like there you go.
It seems like you would actually be spending additional time out of your schedule to be an adulterer. So I'm confused. Because you're saying, like, this statement says that you are trying to save time and focus on, quote, taking my family, its name, and our legacy as far and as high as it can possibly go. But the actions that seem to be pissing Tiny off would say that that's going in the opposite direction. So I don't understand what this is. I don't understand what he's saying.
Right. And I think when I first read that quote, I thought what it sounds like is that your real goal is to smash as many women as possible.
Yeah.
And being legally married is holding you back.
Yes.
So Tiny finally got fed up with, because it's been years and years, as we all know, of you fucking around on her. And so now she's finally done. And now you all, well, I could be a better friend than husband. No shit. You always could have been a better friend than husband. Because when were you ever faithful? When did you ever treat her right? Ugh, niggas.
My thing is, and I wouldn't even care because I don't give a fuck, but it would have made more sense. Like, are you trying to say, okay, is fucking whoever you want and as many bitches as you want, does that give you some sort of, like, revitalization that then helps you take your family to wherever? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying and what you are allegedly doing, they don't.
Right.
They're not on the same path.
And I don't see how somebody who held you down for years while you were in prison and raising your kids and all this, I don't see how that person is at all a distraction to your life. Like, what are you working on that Tiny is keeping you from doing?
I just don't feel like being nice and faithful. No. It doesn't sound like that time consuming.
Well, it is if your goal is to fuck as many bitches as you can, see?
But then, that still sounds like it takes longer.
Right. Now, see, this is the point of, like, T.I. is not using words that make any sense. He's just stringing some shit together to cover up the real mess behind the situation.
But T.I. knows so many words.
No, T.I. has hit define, colon, and then typed out so many words. He does not know those words, and that is a big difference.
I disagree.
He does not know those words.
At best, if he is Googling the words, he's pressing that little sound icon next to it and so he can hear how it sounds.
You're right.
And then he simply says them. Because I don't think that he...
You're right. He's not,
definitions.
He's not typing. My bad.
Aren't,
that's not it.
No.
Well, either way, I'm sure that what he really meant to say was, I would rather just not have the shackles of matrimony around me.
Right. And you could sit like, I think that's a fair thing to say. It's unfortunate that a lot of people don't realize that until they've been married for a while. But if you're just like, you know what? Marriage ain't for me. I changed my mind. Yeah. I feel like that's a fair thing to say. You don't have to be like, well, today's poetry jam comes with here's no, because everything you're about to say,
shitting on her in the process, like she held you back. How, nigga? Tiny went to jail for you. Fuck,
my
you made him a distraction.
God, she was just asking for way too much. Keeping your dick at home, my word.
Man, let Tiny be a cautionary tale.
What a dragon!
Because god damn.
But anyway, is Shape of You still number one? Let's check.
I think so. It's definitely still number one on Apple Music.
Because...
And it kept Kendrick Lamar from getting his number one.
Billboard.com, Ed Sheeran is the number one girl on the front page. And Shape of You, weeks on chart 13.
I was about to say, is it 12?
Last week, one, peak position, one.
And they didn't have a prenup, right? So let's do one and then let's do half. I love these numbers. Fractions are great.
I love it.
Let's divide and everything.
Sounds fair to me.
Take it all, Tiny.
All right. So there's some weird shit happening with Amber Rose in a club. She... came out at was it the All Deaf Movie Awards or something, and announced that she was opening a strip club called Ace of Diamonds. Now, there is a strip club called Ace of Diamonds in LA, in West Hollywood. The owners of Ace of Diamonds, SKWS Enterprises.
Sure.
Right. They came forward afterwards and said, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about, because she hasn't given us a dime, dollar, or cent towards acquiring this shit. So she's a lie.
Okay.
And Burroughs then came back and said, not only am I telling the truth, I've got the paperwork to prove it. And you girls will see the true tea in the coming days. Many of us are still confused as to what the fuck is actually going on here. Because there's like a, there's a, an Ace of Diamonds Instagram account that seems to be on Amber's side. And then there's another one that's like, fuck her.
I'm confused, though. Is she saying she's opening her own club, or that she bought this one?
She is opening her own club. The new... Okay. I'm just going to give you my best guess as to what is actually happening here.
Okay.
So, there's the club that already exists, Ace of Diamonds. It seems to me that the creator of the Ace of Diamonds, either the brand or the party or the night, I don't know. That person must have had some sort of a falling out with the people who owned the building and, you know, like the venue and all of that shit. Somehow they fall out. He, the creator, Ace of Diamonds man, Money J. Weather or whatever his name is on Instagram.
Okay.
Links up with Amber Rose. They file for the trademark Ace of Diamonds and categorize it underneath basically everything that would fall under parties and club ownership and all of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they come forward and say, so girls, we own Ace of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the confusion happens, because Ace of Diamonds already exists. Maybe, apparently they just didn't own the trademark for that shit already.
Okay.
But they've been active for many years.
Okay.
Now...
But
the problem there is that Amber never got her documents like approved before saying these things.
Through the trademark office, you mean? Like the trademark was never approved before she started.
I guess she just filed for it and must have assumed that she was just going to get it. That's not how that works.
No, it isn't.
So last I read, the trademark got rejected. Because
it's already in use.
It's already in use, and it would cause confusion in the marketplace, as it is currently black ass doing.
Right.
So I guess whether Amber knew fully what was going on or not, they must have thought they were going to file for this trademark, get it approved, and start their own Ace of Diamonds in another venue somewhere else, and maybe just take that whole name and brand and move it and take it away from, I guess, the people who own that shit already, for one reason or the next. That is my best guess at this point, because I'm fully confused.
I mean, but that sounds short-sighted to me also. Like, that just doesn't sound like it makes any sense.
Not everybody knows what they're doing in terms of business.
I mean, but filing for a trademark does not give you ownership to a business currently operating under that trademark.
Of course.
All they have to do is change the name. They could call it Ace of the Pack or something else, or they could call it literally fucking anything. Like, I don't think people are just going to all of a sudden start going to Yo Club like they forgot where the old one was at. Like, what is that?
But past that, you simply can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. They've been operating that place for so long already and have, like, taxes and shit. You can't just do... Anyway.
See, and just one call to an attorney would have cleared that right on up.
But no. Maybe not. I guess not. I don't know.
But you would rather waste your $200 with the trademark office.
$200? Bitch, do you know how much trademarks cost?
It's been a while since I filed for mine, so I don't remember. Was it a few hundred? Five, six? It can't be more than $500 or $600.
It's a couple. It's definitely not.
I was about to say. It's been a while since I did that.
It's expensive. Especially if you're like filing for like multiple categories.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Either way. apparently now I'm guessing that Amber's probably going to have to end up changing the name of her club with this guy to something else. Yeah. She was already real cute on Instagram with her fancy shades talking about she's looking for strippers and bottle girls. And who better would you want to work for than the world's most famous stripper? Like, okay, sure, why not?
I mean, maybe not, but you know, I'm not going to take that away from Amber Rose. If that's the title she wants to have, you know, I'm going to give that girl her joy.
But I never really ever thought of Amber as a stripper because I wasn't introduced to her as a stripper. Like, I knew that Black Chyna stripped way before Black Chyna became this Black Chyna.
Right.
Like, I remember Black Chyna as a stripper. Right. Whereas Amber Rose, I was first introduced to her as Kanye's girlfriend.
Right. So, she might be Kanye's most famous ex.
Yeah. I mean, but you definitely ain't saying that. Whatever. Have what you want. I don't care. You know, nothing to be ashamed of.
And we're better to recruit strippers and bottle girls than Instagram. That's perfect, actually.
On Amber Rose's fucking page.
I mean, why not just start from the ground up with a club then? Like, that seems like a way better idea than trying to take a name that already exists.
I'm assuming it's because this guy must have had some sort of a falling out with the Ace of Diamonds people that are still there and decided to try and take it somewhere else. Because that's already, like, a famous name. They're Mondays. Alex told me is, like, live. When we were in LA, she was like, do you guys want to go to Ace of Diamonds Mondays? It's like Live Sundays in Miami. I was like, so I guess you don't want me to go. Like, that's all you had to tell me for me to stay at the house. So
and y'all would have been going just to go. Like, just,
I definitely stayed.
Say you went.
But I don't know. This just seems like a really messy way to start your first club. And Amber, it sounds like a great idea for you to open your own strip club. So it would have been better to me for you to just start it in a less messy way and just get the shit kicked off. Because I feel like regardless of what Amber calls her strip club, people are gonna go just because it's her strip club. Yes. Because she is like a stripper and she's mega famous,
right,
and loads of strip girls who want to be living the fancy red bottom life and be a rapper's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Look at her, like, you know, the second coming.
That's true. But 6 months after she opens this club, somebody is going to file a report, a complaint or something talking about how Amber isn't treating the girls right, or they only make it 25 cents per dance or something like that.
I mean,
it's gonna be some feminist scandal, something like that. Because that's what happens when you brand yourself as like being all for equality and feminism and all that, like she did with the slut walk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She put herself into a feminist lane. So if that's what you claim in your identity as, open a strip club is going to be very, very dicey, girl. Like,
it's gonna be rough.
You're gonna have to really tiptoe around that because there's a lot of shit in strip clubs that don't have shit to do with feminism.
That's very true.
So she's gonna walk herself into some hot water. She might just want to leave this whole idea alone.
You're gonna have to have DJ Duffy or somebody do the microphone, because the way them niggas talk to strippers in the club is like, I be looking at them like, we are having so much fun and you are the only problem. Like, would you simply shut up?
There are glistening titties everywhere. Why won't y'all just enjoy them?
Everybody is having a good time and you are talking about bitch this and throw that ass back and like, what the fuck wrong with you, and calling people all out their names and talking to these women like they're damn dogs and stuff. Like, shut, nobody even cares about you. Like, how did you even get this job? Shut up. We eating wings and watching these girls dance.
That's the whole point, to eat chicken and see titties.
That's it. Stop ruining a good time. Fuck is wrong with you?
Good luck though, Amber.
Yeah, I'd love for this to work out for you. Why not? Last but not least, who was your read this week?
I was thinking about cussing out Tyrese and BET with they raggedy asses. But you can do it now because I got plenty of other people I could cuss out.
I'm definitely not doing United.
I was not going to cuss out United because I just felt like that whole story is so, but anyway, that story is just so fucked up. And I feel like the internet has dissected it to pieces over the past few days. So I'm just kind of like, you can
so
do whatever.
So can we skip it?
Can we skip the United story?
Yes.
You don't want to do it. That's fine with me.
I feel like I've done enough with the airlines this week. And plus, I mean,
United knows how bad they fucked up. They done talked about they giving refunds to everybody who was on the plane. And certainly this doctor is about to sue the ever-loving shit out of them people. So I feel like, you know, the United story is on its way to being over at this point. That's kind of the problem with the internet news cycle.
Yeah, that's true.
Stuff gets old really fast, like 48-hour fast, so.
But do you forget, or do you just be like, I'm tired of talking about it? Because I don't forget.
I just have the luxury of not flying United, so I just won't do that. Like, that's how I deal
with it. I actually flew United coming back to New York from Houston. It was because I switched my flight so that I could come home earlier for Dustin's thing. It was the earliest, like, direct flight that I could get. Mm-hmm. And that will be the last time.
Yeah, no, it's not even particularly nice.
It isn't.
When they said they were worth like $53 billion, I said, bitch, where? How come they don't put none of that money into the planes? United is like, it's not Southwest bad, but it's like a raggedy flying experience.
And I heard Southwest is talking a whole lot of shit, but I just saw a friend of mine posted a story on his Instagram about how he and his friend and family were supposed to be getting on a flight, and one of them had like a child who has autism or who is autistic, mm-hmm. and how he wasn't allowed on the flight for some reason. I have to get the whole story before I sit on here and say the wrong shit. Mm-hmm. But basically, they were being dicks and not being considerate of his condition, and basically had this child, having an episode in the fucking airport. When I figure out more of it, I will talk about it or post it or whatever. But
I just don't like the boarding process. It's like a big ass cattle call. It's like,
who's Southwest?
Yeah,
it's like letters,
and then you get a number
it.
With your letter, and so you have to line up. You have to go up to people and ask them, "Oh, are you A19? Because I'm A22." Like, you board in like a weird line like that, and then your seat isn't assigned. So it's like literally just first come, first serve on that whole. Ugh, it's wretched.
Gross.
God, it's so bad.
Okay. Well, Tyrese did a video for BET. I don't know why or what it is. BET Live with Tyrese, it said. I'm going to read this whole... I'm not going to read the whole thing.
It was promo for this new Fast and Furious movie. They won't let that franchise go.
And the funny thing is, I keep hearing people say that they like them. Like, I haven't heard anything bad about the last one. And I'm hearing people say that they liked this one. I'm like, the last one I saw, I think it was the second one. And as soon as they did the Bow Wow one, I was like, okay, I don't need any more of that. And I never watched another one.
I saw was the first one. And I don't even think I watched all the way through that one. I was like, niggas driving cars? I don't care.
Right. So, he says, I'm going to tell you all right now, and this might be harsh. Sluts, skeezers, hoes, tramps, and overly aggressive, promiscuous women. They are never without a man because they don't have no standards. They're ready to have sex with any and everything that want to have sex with them. But when you are single and you actually love yourself, you know your value and your self-worth. You hold out until God sends you what's yours.
Okay,
sometimes they be talking mess to women that are single, but I have a respect for them, because if you're single and you might say, I've been single for a couple years, whatever the case may be, you actually holding out. Because you have your value. You have women that are active out in these streets. They go into lunches and dinners every night. Private planes, mega yachts. It's cracking. They never without.
So dumb.
They never without. However, it comes with a cost. You're going to put a lot of miles on yourself down there. Come on.
Literally confused cars and vaginas. That's not how they... My pussy does not have an odometer, nigga. You can't roll it back. You are so stupid. Ugh.
Where do I start? It was annoying that so many people, I saw comments being like, so I guess you just can't say, you can't speak the truth anymore. Or you can't speak the truth about women as a man, not get in trouble and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I was like, well, the issue with that is that this is not true.
This is not true.
This is stupid. Nobody asked for this. There is a bit of truth in what he's saying about not settling when you are single. Don't settle for niggas like this very same one who's speaking about settling.
There you go.
You know, I do agree that you shouldn't settle, especially being a woman. I do feel like society puts pressure on single women to have a man. And when this is what you're dealing with, how could you question why a woman would be single? Another issue I have with this statement is that, Tyrese, you are speaking to like the everyday woman about the Instagram DM woman. And not that there is anything wrong with either one of those types of women to me, but it's not the same thing. So I just don't understand how you are using the idea that a woman should be single for all of these reasons to then shit on a completely other. It doesn't make any sense to me. There's no type of correlation. And for you to insinuate that women who are fucking who they want to or who are promiscuous don't love themselves is ridiculous. There's lots of women who are prudish, who don't have sex, who love themselves. There's lots of women who are out here fucking whoever they want to, who love themselves. You're implying that having sex has anything to do with emotions or the need to be wanted to every woman.
Or making you a decent woman.
Right. Like, there are some women who simply enjoy sex and then they go to their motherfucking house that they bought, their house that they paid for. You know what I'm saying? They get into their bed that they paid for alone and that's the way they like it. And they get up in the morning and they go to their job and they work hard and they get right back in their car that they bought and they drive back home and they do what the fuck they want.
That's really
and that's just it. And I don't understand why that's confusing to niggas because niggas do it all the time.
Right.
So why is it so like beyond imagination that women could possibly be doing the same thing? Also, women who are in your DMs, celebrities, the Tyreses, because Tyrese could never look at me with a straight face and convince me that he ain't smashed a couple of these same women that he's trying to call sluts and skeezers and tramps and all this stuff now. You're trying to say that these women don't know their worth and they don't know their value? They absolutely know their value. That's why they're at these cracking dinners and these they're on these private planes and these yachts and living the lives that they are living right now. Because they know that my value is a Louboutin shoe and these bundles and this trip and these shoes. And if you want some of this, you're gonna buy it.
Okay, because virgin hair is not cheap, nigga.
Period.
So like, what's up?
I know exactly what my worth and my value is, bitch, and you do too, because I told you the price and you paid it. So I don't know, like, what are you talking about? It's like, which one of these girls are in your DMs right now and your fiance or your wife found it and bitched you off and now you are here bashing these girls? None of this makes any sense.
Right. Are we supposed to believe Tyrese has been chaste and hasn't had sex with any woman since he got a divorce and he's just waiting on God to send him the godly
what?
Woman? Right. Niggas have all these standards for women that they would never meet and never even dream to meet for themselves. They want to talk about women being hoes, but they also want to fuck. So it's like, you girls, keep your pussy to yourselves and this, but let you actually not be able to get no pussy and it's going to be a problem. And you might have a point about, you know, take your time and don't necessarily rush into sexual relationships or whatever else. But first of all, that's only if you know that you can't handle a casual sexual relationship. Everybody's not able.
Exactly.
And secondly, his reasoning for it is like, oh, if you go out and have sex, then you'll be a slut, a skeezer, a hoe, a tramp, overly aggressive. Like, no, girl, if you like having sex, then all that means is that you recognize that most of these niggas is not good enough for
to keep.
Most of these niggas, truly, the best thing about them is they dick. And so if that means you going out to dinner and fucking a nigga and then going home alone, I tip my hat to these bitches.
It's better than you allowing that same exact force to have you locked down and sending letters into us talking about this nigga done keyed my car and crashed my goddamn motherfucking bike into my mama's bedroom window or whatever the fuck shit, and what do I do because I still love him. No, it's plenty of motherfucking women out here who know the type of bullshit that's out here. The jig is simply up. It's just up. And they would prefer to fuck who they want and go the fuck home. And if they can get a steak dinner out of their shit too, bitch, then they're eating. That's I don't understand where you lost at. This is my issue with you niggas out here who have published one book that someone else wrote about alleged self-help. And now you want to be out here giving all this bullshit ass advice. See, we sit up on this bitch every week and tell you time and time again, we don't know what the fuck we talking about. And take our advice with the tiniest grain of salt.
Yes.
I'll tell you sometimes, don't take it. I don't have anything to tell you because all my advice is bad. I don't.
Or we just tell you that we trash. Or this is entertainment purposes only. Like,
The only thing I can tell you is going to get you arrested. So I don't have any advice for you. Like, Tyrese got two books. and out here now trying to give advice every corner of the way and always finds himself saying something fucking stupid, which is no surprise because a nigga ain't even proofread his tweets until about 2 years ago. Like, where are you?
Yes, and we forgot. There used to be whole blogs about Tyrese's illiterate ass tweets.
That nigga's tweets used to look like push. Like,
oh, you ain't shit.
Like,
oh, you ain't shit.
Bye.
Oh, you ain't shit. Oh, you ain't shit.
They did. Like, this is not, I don't know who, like,
no, you right, though.
Who tweets for him now, or if he just was introduced to spell check or what, or he just got tired of our mouth.
He had
but
a baby,
that
so he
nigga's,
with her.
Those tweets used to be horrendous. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear we have like hashtags and all kinds of shit making fun of this nigga. And you the same nigga now who's trying to tell other women what they should do with their vaginas or what they should not because of what?
Mm-mm.
How? Shut up.
No. Only thing women need to be worried about is doing whatever the fuck they want to till they meet a nigga who proves himself to be worthy of anything more than that. If you want to treat these niggas like walking, talking dicks, that sounds smart to me. Go right on ahead. Don't let Tyrese dictate nothing about your life.
It is 2017.
Oh, and BET, bitch, in case you thought you was off the hook with y'all's raggedy, raggedy asses.
We just finished talking about y'all.
Didn't we just do this?
We just
like,
finished.
Seriously, 2 weeks ago. We just did this with BET.
Was it 2 weeks or was it last week?
No, last week you cussed out the airline.
Oh,
again.
Yeah. That's right. That's
what that was. You've kind of been on a roll.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, they did a blog post to go along with this video, which, of course, they have deleted the video because even people who work at Viacom were like, no, this is garbage.
Get this
what
off.
Are y'all... What are y'all doing?
What are you doing?
But they posted on their website, and then at the very end, they put BET Networks doesn't endorse these specific comments.
You can't see.
Girl, yet y'all invited Tyrese to 1515 Broadway or wherever you taped it, set up all these cameras and lights.
They wish.
Y'all sat here and you produced this whole segment with Tyrese. Somebody edited it, published it. And yet you want to be like, oh, well, we don't endorse these
that
comments. He came to you to make them. I don't know, because the background looked kind of, the view in the back looked like it might have been 1515. 1540 is nice, too. Don't do that.
Anyways.
Anyway, though, it's just like, y'all don't get to run behind, we don't endorse these comments, when the only reason we heard these comments is because of y'all. You had the option to not publish this. And what makes it worse to me is knowing that it was probably a bunch of black women who greenlit this decision. It probably was. I would be surprised if it wasn't, but it probably was. Like, y'all will just... So literally just anything goes? Anything.
Because unfortunately, there are lots of women who are single and look down on women who say, I like dick and I don't care.
Right.
And so them hearing this is like, yeah, because I'm not that type of slut ass hoe. I'm not them hoe ass bitches.
Internalized that be at it.
And it's like, you know, there's nothing, you know, they're good. You know, you're listening to him and his theory that those women are crying themselves to sleep at night because they can't find true love and they're just looking for it in all the wrong places. And there are loads of women who are promiscuous because they're looking for love or whatever, but that's a fraction. Just like there are loads of niggas who are out here fucking whoever they want to because they've got issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know what... And... Past all of that, it doesn't even have anything to do with the original statement of why you should be single. It just was a stupid thing to say all together.
It was. And I just want to remind those girls that other women out here being promiscuous or slutty or whatever else is not keeping you from having a man.
It just doesn't.
You don't have a man probably because niggas ain't shit. And the ones who are in limited quantities. So it's just going to take a while for you to find one that you can work with, girl. But some other woman out here sleeping around is not cutting into your potential pool of niggas. Like, I just don't understand how you gonna blame another woman for that instead of blaming the men that's not worth dating. That's all I got.
So that's it this week for Sick Sad World. We're gonna take a humble break and we will be right back. Today's episode of The Read is brought to you by Casper Mattresses. The Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price, made for an outrageous comfort. The Casper uses pressure-relieving memory foam and a breathable springy layer to create the perfect sleep surface. You can try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit, especially when you're going to spend a third of your life on it. It is just so comfy. It comes in a cute little box, and it just feels like
right to your door,
like you're, you know, sleeping on one of Iyanla's tits.
Yeah, for real. You can really get a great night's sleep with Casper, and with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars, it is quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress. You can get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/read and using offer code READ. Free shipping to the US and Canada. Terms and conditions do apply. So again, check out www.casper.com/read. Use offer code READ to get $50 towards any mattress purchase. Get a better night's sleep, and let's keep going with the show.
So we're back, and it's time for listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. Our first question this week comes from T. T is a young man, and he says, "Hey guys, my ex just got accepted to Howard University's medical program.
Congrats.
I am so proud of her, and I wish her the very best academically. I'm writing because I still love her, and we didn't end the best way. We didn't have an easy relationship, mostly my fault, admittedly, but the love was there. She is starting her new journey in med school, and all I'm thinking about is how we could be if I wasn't so mean and callous at times. We've been on and off for 9 years. She loved me, motivated me, and encouraged me. I gave her my all, but when in an argument, I hit below the belt and I turned into a dick. She rejects my advances because I've heard her before and she is guarded. I don't blame her. I know she's better off and will go on to have an amazing life. She is the very best woman I've ever come across. I feel lost as fuck without her. I guess my question is, how hard was it to get over someone that you absolutely loved but blew your shot with? Love y'all, and I listen every week. Thanks so much. An empty mess, but you can call me T.
T, you're operating under the assumption that I blew my shot with anybody.
I've actually never done that. I've never fucked up my shot with somebody.
But I've had a shot fucked up.
Yeah, I've been the girl
I've
in this
been
situation.
The shot.
I know? Am the opportunity.
And I'm sure that was rough, but
right. It sounds
I'm
like,
great.
It sounds like a lot to have to contend with, you know, within yourself. Like, damn, I really let this amazing woman go. That must be hard for you to deal with. I think my advice to you would be, your desire to continue to reach out to her is one of pure selfishness. Because you want her back so bad and you see how great she was and all that. But you said y'all are off and on for 9 years. Like,
damn.
She has been trying with you for 9 years. The lady is finally in a good place. She's going to Howard's medical program. If you really love her and really want her to blossom off and
let
be her
go!
Best self, let her go. And I'm sure that's very hard to do because now you're looking back like, God damn, I was a fuck nigga and wasted. You know, I wasted my chances, and evidently you had multiple chances. I wasted them on a woman who now is not even, you know, at this point, she's too good to speak to me. And sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles. So I think what you're going to have to do is recognize that
and
you're being
that's
selfish.
The way. That's the way.
She's rejecting your advances because you fucked up one too many times with her. And what you got to do is learn the lessons from the way you treated her and not treat the next woman the same way. Just do better in your next relationship. But this one, let her go. Sister going off to Howard Medical. Watch her meet some fine-ass doctor to be in like her third week or something. And she's on a totally different path now, brother. So, I mean, I'm sorry you missed out, but sometimes it's like that. Niggas got to grow up.
I don't have anything
no,
for you.
Is that it?
No. You know, good luck and make your peace with your mistakes. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you will apply that to your future love because you will eventually fall deeply in love with someone else. And hopefully you won't be a dick when you get into arguments like every couple argues.
Yeah, right. Like you, but you have to know how to argue. So,
but leave her.
Learn something from this. Oh,
that was great. That was a really good application of it.
So our next question comes from Triandria.
All right.
I made that up. And okay. It says, should I tell on my raggedy ex? I broke up with my raggedy, cheating, lion-ass ex after calling one day and his other girlfriend picked up the phone. Long story short, I was the other woman in the situation, and while I know this isn't an excuse, and I feel awful for putting someone else through
this, you don't.
My real excuse for not knowing is simply that I'm busy. I have two jobs. So she was the other woman, but she didn't know she was the other woman. Triandria.
So she was the other woman, but she didn't know she was the other woman because right. She is that busy.
She's saying, my excuse for not knowing is that I'm busy. I have two jobs and I'm in school to be a CPA. So time is limited and I can't be checking up on these niggas like that.
Right.
I intend to be single until God drops something truly irresistible in my lap. Dating today is for the birds.
Right.
Ugh, ain't that it? Mm. Anyway, the issue is I met this guy at work and I know that he is now dating someone else we work with, putting her in the same position as me. I have his actual girlfriend's info as she messaged me asking me to please stop messing with him after the phone incident. My question is, should I get into this business that does not involve me and let this girl know that her man is up to the same old shit or just let her figure it out herself? If it changes anything, he now has a child with this girl and he lives with her. P.S. I am not concerned with wanting the new side chick because she knows why we broke up and apparently is one of these new bitches that don't mind being a side chick. So fuck her and we no longer speak. Thanks for your help, Triandria. So what would you do if you knew a nigga's girlfriend was cheating on her? Like, he had been cheating on her with you, and now he's doing it with somebody else. Would you call her and be like, hey, girl, just FYI, if you thought your baby daddy was done lying to you, he ain't. Or would you just let it go?
I just don't see what that has to do with me. I think I would let it go.
I think I would tell her.
Do you?
I do, but not like, I wouldn't be on some, I'm telling you this so that you'll leave this nigga. Because if you didn't leave him after you found out about me and him, then I doubt you're going to leave him after you found out about him and this other girl. I would tell more because I would just get a lot of personal glory out of knowing that that nigga's going to get cussed out when he gets home. Like, I would just want bad things to keep happening to him. And so if that meant snitching to his girlfriend that he was still cheating, I might do that same. Yeah, I think I would do that. That would make me happy.
I just, if you already knew about me and didn't care, and you were going, or you stayed.
Right. If you knew that he was cheating and you stayed with him anyway.
Right.
You're probably not going to leave him over some new girl, too.
Right. So I just feel like you're gonna find out anyway at some point.
Mm.
And you're gonna cuss him out at some point anyway. And he is probably going to be a dick for the rest of his life and probably not amount to much.
Yeah.
And so I would probably just move on with my life. Best revenge is your paper.
I mean, that's a nice, you know, mature response. Like, I think if I was being my best self, then I would do that. But knowing me how I am right now today, the urge to hit up his girlfriend and be like, just in case you didn't know, girl. And then just send like a little picture or something, iMessage. It would just be, I would really want to do that. I don't know.
How do you know that that bitch is not going to then get upset with you too? And then like,
well,
I mean,
if you want to argue with me about this girl, we can. I'm certain I can out-logic you on this because you are the one dating somebody that you know is cheating. So you're not going to win no argument with me about that. I'm trying to help your dumb ass. Like, I'm trying to help you figure this out.
I enjoy pettiness, but...
Yeah. On the other hand, it seems like that might just be a messy situation, just waiting to get messier. And you might want to distance yourself from that as much as possible, especially since you work with everybody or most of these people involved in the story. So that might be a better plan overall. But good luck to you anyway, Triandria. Our last question comes from, I wish y'all would give me fake names in these emails because I know you don't want me to say your name out loud. Pick a name, a girl name.
Shibuda.
Okay. So Shibuda says, I'm 22 and I'm in my last year of university studying philosophy and my course is 99.9% full of white privileged kids. I'm the only Muslim girl in my course and I wear a hijab, which I think makes them uncomfortable. And although I do feel uneasy at times, especially in the current political climate, I'm fine because even though I'm not friends with anyone on my course, no one really bothers me. Cut to a group project I'm forced to participate in, and an ignorant white boy with extremely greasy ass hair, who is normally quiet, had the nerve to ask me if I've ever been stoned and if my parents speak English or whether or not they're all legal citizens with a stupid ass grin on his face. You know, white people are just...
I just...
I had no clue how to respond
for
to that.
What?
And I just walked away. I also found the secret Twitter accounts for a number of people in the class on the course. I think that's the British way of saying in the class, but maybe not. And they're all Trump supporters who are extremely and openly Islamophobic, homophobic, racist, etc. Ugh. My question is, how can I deal with these people who are so condescendingly nice to my face but secretly hate my guts? I'm generally quiet and anxious as a person, but I'm a proud Muslim woman and I'm tired of always being looked down on by white people with a superiority complex. I've had people on my course actually try and explain my religion to me, and they've attempted to explain Arabic linguistics to me. God damn, white people are wild.
They are
as if I haven't read and studied the Quran for 10 years. A good read for these terrible ass people and some advice would be much appreciated. Thanks so much, Shibuya. Whatever name you gave her.
Now I feel like that is an inappropriate
name.
Well,
I asked you to pick and you did. So I didn't say pick a serious name.
I was trying to go get as close to that line at the end of that episode of Living Single. I think she said Sabuda. Mm. Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway. I, you know...
White people, girl.
The thing about this is that it's just very typical white. Everything that you said sounds like awful white people. Mm-hmm. From them trying to tell you about your own shit, your own culture, asking you inappropriate, dumbass questions for fun, being bigots, being fake to your face, everything about that.
Is
pretty accurate to me, and been there. I guess the only thing I could say to you is to see. All right, what I would do.
Here we go.
Is be quite honest, mm-hmm. while also trying to be as distant as possible. Like, I'm going to try and stay as far out of your way as possible. Without saying anything to you, I'm going to try and make it clear that I don't want anything said to me. And God forbid you actually do speak to me, that is when the wrath is unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a simple statement. There doesn't need to be too much aggression or a high volume or curse words. I'm just going to let you know I know all about your games and your bullshit. You don't need to speak to me. I don't associate myself with trash. I don't associate myself with garbage, and I have no interest on sticking to the low when I'm trying to go high.
Yeah.
So please stay away from me, and you can keep it. And you can also go ahead and send your little messages and talk all about how much you hate me and say whatever ignorant shit is that you're going to say about me, because you're probably doing it now already. Mm-hmm. I don't care. All I know is if you run up, you're getting done up.
That's the real problem with group projects. They force you to interact with people you would not ever talk to at any other time. And then, like, your grades all depend on each other. And inevitably, there's somebody who does nothing. And it's just...
I just don't even know why they still exist.
I hate every single thing about group projects. But I think, you know, the only thing I have to add to that is I would just be really adamant and, like, don't speak to me. We don't have to talk. And so just don't talk to me. Like, it's just best for you not to communicate with me, because every time you have something to say, it's something ignorant and I want to slap the shit out of you. So
if
just
you
don't talk to me.
Absolutely need something from me, meaning that our success in this course,
yes.
is relying on you communicating with me, then you do that in the most generic, basic ways that you can with language.
Right.
Like, I'm saying, there doesn't need to be anything. Like, if, for instance, if you need for me to pass you a stapler, don't say my name. Don't say anything about, just say, can you please? I need stapler.
Oh, Lord.
May I have, can I? So, that's it. Use those simple statements, phrases, words, and that is it. And I will give you your things.
That's
because
really,
I am a strong, beautiful person. And I got my shit together. But if you fall out of those lines, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. Good luck to everybody dealing with white people. Good luck to everybody in a majority white space, whether it's school or work or anything else. Because if you are all at all aware of yourself and what's going on in the world, that can be a really It's just hard to deal with. Even if they're like well-meaning white people, sometimes it's a lot of microaggressions and shit like that. So dealing with white people who are like openly hateful has to be even worse. So good luck to you, sis, in completing your course and all that. Hope you graduate with straight A's and never have to speak to those people again. The rest of you, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be back.
This week's episode of The Read is being brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And with ZipRecruiter, that's exactly what you can do. They make it easy to find qualified candidates to fill any position by posting your job to over 200 job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. So if you're an actual boss, shade intended, we'll get to that some other time.
Okay.
Then this is the place for you to go. No more juggling emails or calls into your office. ZipRecruiter makes it easy to screen and rate qualified candidates, allowing you to make the best hiring decisions for your business. And if you run into any issues, ZipRecruiter's friendly support staff is ready to help.
Yes, ZipRecruiter can help out so much if you need someone. And if you run into any issues, they can come to your rescue immediately. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been featured in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, The New York Times, and why it's been used by over 1 million businesses by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TheRead. Our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/TheRead. Post your jobs. Watch the qualified candidates come right on in. Make a great hire, and let's keep going.
This episode is also supported by Talkspace. The wait until that next appointment with your therapist can seem unbearable. Trust me, I know. Even if it's just a few days, but with Talkspace, there is no wait. You can send your therapist a message whenever you're near your desktop, laptop, tablet, smartphone, all of the above, and as much as you want for as little as $32 a week. All of Talkspace's therapists are licensed and background checked. Okay, so you're not getting any old background, underground, shady, who are you actually, weirdo people.
Who just Googled some big words. Hello? And decided he was a therapist.
No, I just read all the penitentiary books. And the same privacy rules applies if you are or were at a traditional therapy office. So it's real help from real folks. And it's all confidential, super, super easy. Your Talkspace therapist can listen to you vent about work, family, anything, and everything. Crystal.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on today. Maybe you need help dealing with relationships in your life, or maybe you just need somebody to help guide you towards being happier. Talkspace can help. So to sign up or learn more, go to Talkspace.com/read. And as a special offer for y'all, you can use coupon code READ to get $30 off your first month and show your support for the show. So again, that's Talkspace.com/read and coupon code READ. Talkspace is therapy for how we live today. Go ahead and try them out and let's finish up the show.
Okay, so we are back, and it is now time for the read.
Yes, do you have one this week?
I do.
Oh, Lord.
So, I don't know. This was like a couple of days ago. I believe this is in response to the Kylie Jenner Pepsi ad.
Kendall
Jenner Pepsi ad. And they were discussing it on The View at some point during this, you know, cackle and kiki. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, Lord.
I just want the best for the legend, but she makes it so hard sometimes. So first of all, she seemed like she was kind of like, I don't know if she was caping for Kendall specifically or for like Hollywood or what, because she kept talking about how, well, you know, you go in someplace and, you know, they set it up like this place and they make it seem like it's a really good idea and blah, 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 blah. And I still don't understand how we are supposed to sit up here and act like Kendall Jenner should just walk scot-free in this situation. Like she had no, you know, like she shouldn't be blamed at all in this situation. Obviously, Pepsi is the much bigger problem with that ad. But Kendall Jenner is a grown ass woman at this point. So to act like she at no point could have been like, hey, this is kind of bad.
She needs to fire her mama.
Somebody.
Mama for putting her in that position in the first place.
So, of course, she should have known better, but she does not care because why would she be thinking of something like that? Either way, towards the end of the segment, Whoopi Goldberg says something about cultural appropriation, which I guess she just can't stand, or she can't stand that term. And she said, like, if we're going to keep talking about cultural appropriation, then wear your hair natural. Because if you're wearing, you know, white people hairstyles, I'm so tired then of how it. Can you? I'm like,
I'm so tired of it.
Whoopi, Whoopi.
What are you talking about, girl?
What the fuck are you talking about? All right. I will say, I think I've said this before, but I don't know a single woman who wears weaves, extension, lace fronts, whatever, that is getting that shit from the head of a Caucasian person. I don't. I know lots of women who wear weaves from Brazil. I know lots of women who wear weaves from India. All kinds of places, but usually they get this hair off the heads of brown people. Now, it's kind of annoying for a black person, especially such an old black person, to perpetuate the idea that, you know, black women or women of color who wear like a silky 32-inch are doing so to look like white women, because white women are not the only people in the world who have straight hair or fine hair or blonde hair or green eyes or whatever the fuck else. And that's one of the first dumb things they say when they get called out on cultural appropriation, and it is just incorrect. So for Whoopi Goldberg to sit her black ass on The View and say that if you're going to call out cultural appropriation, then you should wear your hair naturally, because to wear weaves is to look like whitey. Like, girl, what? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. Whoopi, you should know way better than this. I know that you have them Wale dreads and like she shaved off a side or something now. And that's like, it's cute for her. And she's got like sneaker wedges and stuff. Like, Whoopi is fun, you know, sure. But like, that was just such a dumb thing to say. And I'm so upset that she said it right there in front of all these white women on national whole entire ass television on the same network that she'd be trying to give it to Trump. Like, what? I don't. It's like sometimes I sit there and I'm like, yeah, that's true. What? You better tell them. And then other times I'm like, Whoopi, shut up. Take a break today. Today was not a day. And wasn't she quitting? Like, I could have swore Whoopi Goldberg said last year
ABC
that she wasn't coming back.
They must have gave her some money. Had to.
You can certainly go away. So that was a bit annoying to me, but I don't really have much else to say about that. I just wanted to remind those of you who may have seen that episode and felt like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, ghost.
That's not what cultural appropriation is.
It just isn't. And
straight hair is not, what culture, to which culture does that belong?
It's not exclusive to any one culture.
How do you compare straight hair to dreadlocks? How do you do that? When you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, that's how. Oh, Lord.
Anyway, that's all I had. That's all I wanted to say, I think, this week, because I did Tyrese already, and I definitely didn't want to do the United thing, so I think I'm finished.
Okay. Well, yeah, the United thing was just so, I mean, that man's face was bloodied. It was just, and you know, the police love to give violence. Anyway.
Any excuse.
Mess. So this week in Dumb Shit White People Have Done, which really, it's kind of disappointing that this literally could be a topic like every week, but
it could be the name of the show.
I don't know how much attention you've been paying to this administration. They do fuck up so much that it's actually exhausting to keep up with all of the news coming out of the White House.
I'm kind of sad because I feel like I haven't done all the things I want to do, and we're certainly going to die soon.
Well, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has the incredible difficult job of having to be the mouthpiece for a president who is not smart. And so he's out here just being very reckless and saying extremely dumb things. And the latest group of people to piss off is the Jews. So during Passover, which, by the way, I believe is the biggest Jewish holiday in the United States. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
Like, maybe not in Israel, but I think here it is. So anyway, they were talking about, you know, everything going on in Syria and how the Syrian president had, you know, released that gas a couple weeks ago or last week, and it killed, I think, 70 civilians or something like that. And so Donald Trump decided it was in our best interest to
blow the fuck out of it,
waste a whole lot of money sending missiles over there onto air pads that were right back in function the very next day. So it's kind of like, did we just waste millions of dollars doing absolutely nothing? Oh, and somebody called Russia to give them a heads up so they could clear out. Like, it's so it's like, what are you really just kind of throwing your dick on the table for no reason? Like,
yeah,
just,
what's
I really think Trump's reasoning behind it, and his son said this, is that, oh, well, now nobody can say that my dad is not like in bed with Russia. Like, that's why you did this. You did because fucking Ivanka felt sad.
Millions.
Oh, my God. Anyway, to see, you see how long it takes to get to the actual story, because there's so many other shitty ass white people.
I just took a break. I had to.
So Sean Spicer, once again, on Passover, said that even Adolf Hitler did not stoop to President Bashar al-Assad, whose name he fucked up. He called him al-Assad. And that is just not, we don't know who that is. But he was talking about the Syrian president and said that even Adolf Hitler did not sink to that level of warfare. And yeah, he took Jews into the Holocaust Center, but he wasn't using gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing.
Fucking dumbass.
So I'm not Jewish. I certainly don't want to speak for any Jews. As somebody who just likes facts, I'm going to address this from a I like facts viewpoint. And so, first of all, Holocaust centers, that's not the word you, the phrase you're looking for is concentration camps. That's not Holocaust centers. That makes you think of like a museum built 2 years ago.
Like, I thought of like Jurassic Park, right? Or something.
With like Holocaust artifacts and history. And
you heal your Pokemon over here.
How terrible Hitler was to the Jews. Like, no, you just actually tried to dress it up, made it seem like they didn't just have Jewish people in these literal shitty ass camps where you left them to starve and die and be riddled with disease and gassed.
Bitches. Right.
And gassed. Because the fact that this fool said Hitler was not using gas on his own people the same way that Assad was doing, you have to see the video for this, because April Ryan, the legend, when he said that, her head popped up so fast and she turned around like Whitney did in that GIF. She turned around and looked to the back like, who said that? Like, she was looking around like, did everybody hear this? Because am I the only one who remembers that Hitler definitely gassed his own people? And if that's not what you meant, are you trying to say that the German Jews weren't actually Jews, because, or weren't actually German? Because that's fucked up in its own way. Are you trying to say, oh, well, yeah, Hitler gassed people, but they were Jews, so it wasn't like they were actually his people. They were still citizens of Germany. They were German people. He gassed his own people. There's no two ways around that. Like, you don't get to, you either don't know history, and I don't see how you could not know that, or you're saying that the Jewish people weren't really part of the community. And either way, that's fucked up. And I just, it amazes me how, I feel like, you know, all my life I've known this, but really white men can be as mediocre as possible and do literally any job. And we will just act like they are allowed to, or it's even entitled to that position, even when they know absolutely nothing about what the fuck they talking about. Nigga, Holocaust centers? You are the press secretary. Your job is words. That's the thing. Like, this is not, God forgive me. I sometimes watch CNN because Angela Ryan's on there. And these white people they were talking about the situation the next day. And all these white male panelists, like, none of them felt like Spicer should have been fired for these comments. Like, oh, he's just, you know, messing up his words. And that's a common refrain I see on Twitter, especially. Is, oh, he just misspoke, and everybody messes up sometimes. You know, cut the man a break. This is this. First of all, had Obama's White House fucked up anywhere near on the level that Trump's has in the first 100 days, on top of that, you niggas, he wouldn't have been in office past that 100th day. So let's all just not even kid ourselves about that. But secondly, this man's job is to use words. His whole job is words mean things. Your job is to come out here and talk to the press about what's going on in the White House, and you don't know how to use words to accurately convey what you're trying to say. You need a whole nother fucking job then, because your job is words. It's not like we can overlook it like, oh, well, this is a minor part of your job. Like, oh, we just need you to go talk to the press like once every 6 months. This is literally your day-to-day fucking work, and you don't know how to go out to these people and use words that matter. How the fuck do you still have a job? And then coming out again, I think it was earlier this morning or whatever, talking about, oh, well, I've disappointed the president and I misspoke in all these ways. And I just on Passover of all days.
Sean Spicer hasn't had a BM in like months.
I'm sure Sean Spicer's blood pressure is through the roof, and maybe being fired would be the best thing that could ever happen to him. But it just, oh, is the telephone ringing?
Let's pick it up.
Okay.
Hello. No, they hung up.
Damn, they always do.
I don't know why they always hang up.
How does the, okay, but anyway, Sean Spicer, again, your whole job is words and using them correctly. You are on videotape every single time you come out here and talk to people. If you cannot be bothered, if it is too much of an inconvenience for you to actually write down what you mean to say and then say that out loud, like if you can't even if you don't have the chance to write it down, the fact that you can't think on your feet and say something that isn't incorrect, it's just like, how long are we gonna let white men run America into the dirt? How long are we going to do this? How long are we going to let mediocre white men who are not even remotely qualified for their positions run our fucking federal government? It's just a massive disappointment. And it's just another way. It's just one more thing to add to what seems to be the never ending pile of bullshit this administration is putting us through. Like, this is just, the Anne Frank Center had to come out and condemn this man. The Anne Frank Center has had to drag Trump's administration twice already. Like, no, that was a lie, and this is also a lie. How are you going to say that even Hitler wasn't so bad as to use chemical warfare on his people? My nigga, it's hella stories about how Jews were forced into these fake showers, gassed, and then carted away
like
by like wheelbarrows just full of corpses. Like, how could you?
Even if that were true, it's such an extreme statement to make that you would want to know what you're talking about. Like, if you're going to compare the situation to things that Hitler has done or not done, that's such an extreme comparison that I don't understand why you would just say whatever you want rather than knowing what you're talking about first. You know what I'm saying? That's like, if I was to be like, you know, if I'm going to compare Andrew Schultz to, you know, Satan.
I'm listening.
I want to know, you know, I'm not going to just say whatever. Like, oh, well, you know, in the Bible, such and such and such and such happened. Like, that's like an extreme statement. I'm going to make sure that I know what I'm talking about first. Mm-mm. Like, you're talking about somebody that actually existed.
Right.
Who did something horrible things to real people. And you're
and it's very well documented. The Holocaust was not that long ago.
It's not a secret. It's not a legend.
We all know about it, right?
It's not the hidden city of Atlantis, bitch. It's like real shit that happens not even too long ago.
Right.
So to make such an absurd statement that is just to be so loud and wrong. Like, not quiet and wrong.
Mm-mm. This was not even 100 whole ass years ago. My grandmother was a child during the Holocaust.
It's not old.
It's not old.
So I don't. Like, it's not. Like, fourth graders are like, no.
That isn't.
No, that's kind of wrong.
No, we had 2 whole weeks of Jewish history, yeah. And I just don't, that doesn't seem.
Now I got a B-, and I still know you're wrong. So, bitch, fuck Sean Spicer, I got that answer right.
Dumbass. Fuck what everybody involved with Donald Trump. Fuck his dumbass kids and everything. I also want to give a special fuck you to Kenneth Atkins. He is a pastor, I believe, in Georgia. You know, Georgia and Florida right next to each other. I think he does a lot of quote unquote political campaigning and stuff in Jacksonville. Anyway, this pastor has been working very hard to make sure that LGBT people do not receive, you know, the same protections under the law as everybody else, to make sure we don't have the same opportunities as everybody else. He's one of those, oh, if you let trans people go to the bathroom, then kids are going to get molested. And
right
after the Pulse shooting, he was like, I've been through so much with these Jacksonville homosexuals that I don't see none of them as victims. They all got what they deserved and all this. So
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, truly a shithead. And he has now been charged with aggravated child molestation, stemming from allegations made by a young male former member of the congregation. And, you know, I think there's not even too much I want to say about this other than it's always that type. It's always that type.
Every time.
You claim to be a servant of God, but you clearly have not read the Bible. You clearly don't believe in teachings of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ would never be out here talking about trans people can't go to the bathroom, or people who were just trying to go out and have fun and were murdered for absolutely no fucking reason deserved that and weren't victims of a terrible shooting.
You don't know
Jesus
him.
just would not say that shit. And so, and then for what it turns out to look like, the issue truly being is that you just have a very deep-rooted problem with maybe your own sexuality, and maybe you have not felt free enough to express that in healthy or legal ways, and so maybe you decided that what was best for you was to fuck around on your wife and start touching around with kids or young adults or whatever at the church. I really don't know what your issue is, what your history is, none of that, and I also don't give a shit. I just want to remind y'all that the people who are the loudest about gays and trans and them nasty ass dykes and faggots with dicks in their asses and all this, the people who hate us the most be the same ones wishing that they could be as free as we are and love ourselves the way we do and be as completely okay with ourselves as we are at the exact same fucking time. Fuck this nigga. Garbage. And fuck his trash ass wife too, talking about I just can't believe that law enforcement rushed to this and we're confident that he'll be found innocent on all charges. Don't let my husband be charged with no kind of child molestation, aggravated sexual misconduct against a child, no shit like that, because
I'd be like, look, when you set him on fire, let me strike the match. When he go up in flames, I want to be the one to pour the gasoline and strike that match. Man, stand back, because I'm lighting
really
them
up. Anytime a child is the victim of something, I'm automatically going to be on the side of that child. And again, I do not know the details of this case, but also don't really care, because Kenneth deserved to get cussed out for all the other shit he said and did before that anyway.
I don't feel bad.
Right. And so if you end up getting convicted and spending years behind bars where you are forced to deal with people who are going to do whatever sort of things to you.
Whatever sort of things they do to bitches like that. Good luck.
I'm just not going to find it in my heart to shed a tear for you. Fuck you. People like pastors of all people who spread this kind of hate against the LGBT population. On one hand, it doesn't surprise me because I'm so used to y'all being hateful and dumb like that. But on the other hand, it's like you really have no interest in the person that you claim to be following. You really have no interest in the actual teachings of Jesus Christ, because the very basics of like loving people and supporting your fellow man and being there for your fellow neighbor and not hating people, not killing them, like that, it's right there in the text, and yet y'all just gloss right on over it and go straight to keep your dick out of somebody else's ass. Girl, bye. Fuck you. And I'm done.
Well, that's about it for this episode of The Read. Thanks so much for listening. You can find us on all of the social medias, the grams and the books and the Twitters.
Yes.
At This Is The Read.
Yes, and our website, thisistheread.com.
That as well.
Also, thanks again to Third Love for supporting today's episode of The Read. Their 24/7 t-shirt bra is my absolute favorite. I've told y'all about it so many times because I do not have to take it off as soon as I get home. It just feels good enough to sit around in and lounge around, and I just love it. Third Love bras were developed using thousands of real measurements and range from sizes AA to G, including signature half club sizes. They stand behind the product so much that they are willing to let y'all try the bra from the 24/7 collection for free. Just pay $2.99 for shipping. Go to thirdlove.com/read to get started today and get all the details. So thanks again, Third Love.
Thank you to everyone who came out to Furious Thoughts in LA. I had so much fun with y'all. Y'all were a great crowd. Shout out to San Francisco. Shout out to Houston, Texas. I get to take a break. Amen. But I will be in Chicago and Seattle on the 21st and 22nd. So if you don't have a ticket, get it now. See you there. Also, my dog Link told me to tell you that you can follow her.
I was gonna ask. On Instagram. Did Dustin do that?
I just don't know. He didn't.
Link's Instagram page is hilarious.
So there you go. If you can follow her on Instagram at Link DeBaddest. That's DaBaddest. Funny thing is, someone just tweeted me and told me they followed her, and the first person who came up in suggestions for you was Michelle Obama.
Wow.
So clearly, if that...
Link is in the right circles.
I mean, that's you know, all you need to know. She does not follow me on Instagram.
Which oh, she was clowning with. You the other day. She hope your ass don't come back.
She has an attitude problem. I've never done anything but love her and give her a place to stay and put food in her. I asked her why she doesn't follow me, and she said, bitch, do you follow your mama on social media? She stank. So
I absolutely love it.
There's that.
I swore I would never follow anybody's dog on Instagram, but I love it. So...
Ha! A Steven Universe soundtrack has just been... Oh, did I tell you that they're making a Steven Universe sequel to that game you played?
No, you did not!
But it's going to be on the PlayStation 4.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's the one I have. Or maybe it is. Oh, okay. Yay! Oh, wow! Okay, so when is it coming out?
I don't know, like the summer or something. But it looks pretty great.
Speaking of video games, I beat Legend of Zelda last night.
Which one?
The first one? The just
regular, the original Legend
from like
of Zelda
88 or whatever.
What did you play that on?
I'm on my little Nintendo. I have the Nintendo.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the new Zelda that came out. That's like 100 hours long. Speaking of video games.
No, I don't know nothing about that.
Nerds, if you have not played Persona 5, it is crack. I have to leave right now so that I can go home and continue to play it because it is addicting. So thanks for listening. The acronym this week is going to be STAH. Save time at home. Save. I was trying to figure, like, if you're gonna save time, then do it at home. Like, is what you're trying to, what I was saying to T.I., basically. That's my acronym.
Okay.
All right. Is so, I guess.
All
whatever.
Right.
I'm leaving.
We will see y'all next week.